Wow. Did you ever think that word could be a prayer? Wow. So today we're finishing our series about prayer based on Anne Lamott's new book called Help, Thanks, Wow, The Three Essential Prayers. And I've been thinking all week about all the ways and reasons that I say, wow, which was kind of fun for a week. Because I've always worried I use that word too much, but now that it can be considered prayer, I think it's a very useful word. It's a whole category of things that are more than we expected, better than we expected, and sometimes worse than we expected, or worse than we've ever seen. For instance, I said, wow, when I saw the destruction of Hurricane Sandy in the Northeast, and the roller coaster from Coney Island that collapsed into the Atlantic Ocean. Did you see that? Wow. Tsunamis, earthquakes, wildfires, mudslides, pileups on the highway, acts of terrorism. There's a lot of horrified wow when you watch the news. Sometimes it's a rueful wow. A rueful wow is, I can't believe Congress did that again. Wow. There they go again. Wow. Sometimes wow has to be accompanied by an eye roll. But it's also an exaltation of joy. Even watching the news. Wow, my candidate was great in that debate. Wow, my team won the game. Nature is full of wows, not just destruction, but wow, look at that sunset. Wow, we're flying over the Rocky Mountains. Wow, the size of those waves in Hawaii. And we're wow about each other too. Athletic accomplishments, great acting and music. Wow, did you see Les Mis? Wow, didn't you love Kit's song? We say that a lot, actually. Or books, you know, wow, you've got to read this one. Children, grandchildren, wow, aren't they cute? Or she got into Harvard, wow, what a beautiful engagement ring, wow. We even say wow about food. If you go to Facebook, you'll see pictures of what's being served. And some of those presentations are wow. So what does wow mean as prayer? Anne Lamott says, the third great prayer, wow, is often offered with a gasp, a sharp intake of breath, when we can't think of another way to capture the sight of shocking beauty or destruction, of a sudden unbidden insight, or an unexpected flash of grace. Wow means we are not dulled to wonder. We click into being fully present when we're stunned into that gasp by the sight of a birth or images of the World Trade Center towers falling or the experience of being in a fjord at dawn for the first time. Wow is about having one's mind blown by the mesmerizing or the miraculous, the veins in a leaf, birdsong, volcanoes. I think wow and awe are pretty much the same. We say wow when it's awesome, not the slang awesome, which just means good or that'll be fine. You know, you want to go to a movie? Awesome. Yeah, sure. I mean awe. I mean jaw-dropping amazement with your eyes wide. There's a moment of mental blankness or overload when all we can say is wow, and it's a prayer. That's why wow is a prayer, because it puts us in the present moment. It's about whatever we're seeing or doing or experiencing right now. Wow. We've talked in this series about the other two prayers, help and thanks. Help is the most obvious first prayer. Anne Lamott said you use that one when you are bitter, insane, or broken. Jesus asked for help in his life. He taught us to ask. We can ask from the lowest points of our lives. It's called surrender. And we can continually let go. So that week we talked about writing out your problems and putting them in a God box to just remember they're being handled. And Lamont says, if you're like me, you ask your higher power for help and then cause further need for help by procrastinating or refusing to cooperate with simple instructions that follow sincere petition. And yet even so, she says, grace, progress, blessings continue to be given to you because God gives. It's God's job. We talked about a ladder of prayer, the lowest rung being begging prayers. Oh, please, God. And then wishing prayers when it would be nice, but you don't really believe it'll happen. And then affirming prayers, affirmative prayers, what Unity teaches, that the good is already here, it will manifest in some form. The next rung was praying for others, letting divine love flow through us to them. And the highest rung of the prayer ladder is gratitude, which brought us to thanks, the second prayer last week. Thanks for the good stuff. Thanks that it wasn't worse. Prayers of relief. Thanks in advance that it will be okay. Thanks for the growth, the love, the learning. The Apostle Paul said, give thanks in all things. Pray without ceasing. Unity has a little song, Our Thoughts, Our Prayers. And C.S. Lewis wrote in the 20th century, I pray because I can't help myself. I pray because I'm helpless. I pray because the need flows out of me all the time, waking and sleeping. It doesn't change God, it changes me. So even in hard times, thanks for the post-traumatic growth. Where we focus our attention, how we label events, we get to choose. And that's what we're doing with wow. Wow means our attention is focused on something. Wow is noticing what is here right now. So it can be little things like a flower growing up through the concrete or the sun sparkling on a cattle pond. Texans are really good at noticing and appreciating what's around us, especially in spring. And we're getting close to wildflower season again. I have a friend who grew up in Austin, married a Yankee, has been living in the Northeast ever since. But they would visit Texas and her family in the spring because she wanted to be back here for the wildflower season. And her husband said, Texans worship weeds. Excuse me. They are wildflowers. We're famous for them. And we know how to appreciate the beauty we have. She divorced him. I think noticing and appreciating are a lot like gratitude, but a little different. So I love this category of wow. Anne Lamott says, wow, because you're almost speechless, but not quite. You can manage barely this one syllable. To me, that means wow is just one step above wordlessness. And that idea comes from this Martha Beck book that I like so much and I want us to talk about next month. She learned to drop into wordlessness, being with an animal whisperer. We communicate with animals energetically. Now, most of us talk to our pets all the time, but we need the words. They don't. They are so finely attuned to our energy, they can pretty well read our minds. But she learned to drop into wordlessness when approaching animals in Africa. And of course, wordlessness is also a goal of meditation. So Martha Beck says, it connects your consciousness with the deep peace and presence that is the essential you. Deep wordlessness eliminates virtually all of the fear, anger, or regret that bedevils most humans most of the time. She says a part of us lives permanently in the wordless web. I think I would call it divine consciousness or connection. But we're never separate from God. So we empty our minds or go into silence to feel that connection. And if you've ever had a moment with that sense of oneness, wow. So back to Anne Lamott. As a tiny little control freak, I want to understand the power of wow so I can organize and control it and up its rate and frequency, but I can't. I can only feel it and acknowledge that it's here once again. Wow. Wow has an element of surrender because it's a response to whatever is showing up for us, whether it's a majestic mountain or a fabulous dessert. The element of surprise reminds us we don't know, we can't predict, and we can't control anything. With wow, we are just open to whatever is new and unexpected right now. And it may be scary, and it may be wonderful. Wow usually means something showed up in a way better than we could have imagined. Anne Lamott says, astonishing material and revelation appear in our lives all the time. Let it be. Unto us so much is given. We just have to be open for business. And wow opens us up. There's a bonus chapter in Anne Lamott's little book called Amen. For thousands of years, people seem to have needed a sign-off for their prayers, a period or an exclamation point. So whether the prayer is for help or to give thanks or just to say, wow, whether you think of prayer as asking or claiming, amen means so it is, or truly. It gives prayer the power of a decree. Remember the movie The Ten Commandments when the Pharaoh says, so let it be written, so let it be done. That's my Yul Brynner, okay. Or in Star Trek when Jean-Luc Picard says, make it so. Most of us probably don't really believe we can give orders to the universe that way. But Jesus said, pray believing. And he seemed to imply that the results match the strength of belief. So amen is not just a quick goodbye before you check your email. It's a conscious moment to let prayer sink in. Let prayer sink into us, sink into the universe, or reverberate through the ethers. At this service, that's why we sing Alleluia after meditation. But amen can be just a moment of silence. It can be a deep breath. It's taking just a moment before we slip back into our regular lives. Anne Lamott says, it is us, the damaged, hopeless people, lifting up our hope, hate, gratitude, fear, and shame, saying, boy, do we hope we're right about this God stuff. So help is surrendering to our human limitations in a divine world. Thanks is acknowledging the good that's already here. And wow is noticing that the present moment is so powerful, we have no words. Each of these prayers is humbling, each is uplifting, and each is essential. Help, thanks, wow. So let's take those thoughts into meditation with Kit.
Wow. Just breathe into that word and even say it out loud. Wow. Let's just do that together. Take a deep breath. Let it out with a wow, and just hold the wow. You feel how much energy moves with that? Hold on to that energy. And visualize it moving through your entire being. And if you haven't already, and I imagine probably you have, is there is a wow moment in your life that you return to, or that returns to you when you most need it. Thank you. So breathe into that and bring that wow moment back to mind. And if that wow moment is something that brought up fear, bring to mind the lesson that came after it. And if you're still moving through a wow moment that feels like fear, recognize that the power behind the fear is also much greater power in the love that comes through a new way of seeing things. Those wows in your life. So much good always present, so much we can never define or find words for, nor do we need to. Except for one. Hallelujah.